Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla holla. What is up? What is up? Hey, let's dive into it, man. Let's dive into it. It's Sam Crowley. If you're born poor, that's not your fault. But if you die poor, that is your fault. That's the topic of today's podcast. Hey, by the way, if you'd like to talk to yours truly one-on-one, go ahead and book your power call at everydayisaturday.com/calendar. Let's get after it. I teach people how to go after that thing that really, really is deep inside that you want to get after. Monetize it. No problem. I mean, not that difficult to make money doing what you love to do. It's actually harder to go to a job every day that you absolutely hate than it is to do what it is that you love to do and feed your family. I've been feeding my family for the better part of 15 years without cashing a check from the boss as long as this podcast has been around. Yeah, you're going to get stared at, looked at, mocked, ridiculed, made fun of, but what do you want? A life of regret? Keeping up with the Joneses, or do you want to actually live out what it is your life's purpose? It's so rare, man. It's so shallow. I don't get why people want to go do what they don't want to do just so they can keep up with everybody else. We don't want to be that kid, you know, hanging out on the other side when, you know, everybody else is doing one thing or we're overdoing our own thing. That's got to be you, or else you're just going to live a life of regret. It's not difficult to live your life on your terms and be free. It's not easy. I mean, life, just because life isn't easy. It's a fallen world, you know? But it's not difficult when you set out to do something, that thing that's deep inside that you absolutely want to do. That's not the hard part. The hard part, like we talked about yesterday on the show, it's the mindset. Everybody that comes to me that I work with, it's never the strategy. And look, keep it simple, people. For example, if you're a speaker, a coach, consultant, online marketer, don't start building out the membership site with all the videos and the trainings and the PDFs. That stuff's great down the road, but let me ask you a question, and I'm going to ask this question. I want to bring this up on every show moving forward. For I've probably done 3,000 podcasts for the next 3,000. Do you think it's easier to sell 100, hold on, let me get my math, a $25 ebook times 1,000 is 25,000, or do you think it's easier to sell one person a $25,000 coaching consulting program? Okay. It's easier to sell the coaching and consulting program. It may take a little more touch points, a few more phone calls, but holy cow, the people that you attract into your life that are people who pay more, they pay more attention, and you're not going to be broke, and they're going to get great results, and everybody wins. If your bills are $5,000 a month, and you have a program that's $1,000, all you need to do is sell 5 people every month. That's it. So then you reverse engineer those numbers. Like, how do I get 5 people? That's it. You only got to find 5 people. And $1,000 everybody's got $1,000 on a credit card. Everybody does, to invest in themselves, the services, product, whatever it is that you sell. All right. This is mainly, I guess this podcast may be geared more towards online marketers, but I've spent a good amount of time in the network marketing industry, and I've seen the circles on the napkins and the boards. And if you bring in 2 people and they bring in 2 people, that's a hell of a lot of work, man. And there's only a 5% success rate of people that ever make any money in network marketing or multi-level marketing or anything like that. And then they go on and they want to go build an online business. Say, okay, I'm gonna sell a $47 course, and then I've got to go out. And if I run Facebook ads, for example, and I spend $20 a day and it's $3 a click, or let's say you hit it out of the ballpark. I mean, let's say you hit a home run and it's $1 a click, which is rock star Facebook elite guru status, $1 a click. Okay. $1, which is unheard of, but let's just say you can do that. Okay. And you spend $20 a day. That's 20, you got 20 clicks. All right, 20 clicks to turn up to break even if you're selling something for $20. Are you with me? $20 product and you got $1 a click on Facebook. That's crazy, man. and you're out. If you don't get somebody to buy in those first 20 clicks, which who knows if they're going to buy, or opt into your funnel, and you indoctrinate them and you send them emails and all this stuff, and finally 3 months later they buy. Okay? That's insane. And people are, and that is so hard to do. How do I know? How do I know, everybody? How do I know? How do you think I know? Because I've done it. I'm in pain right now. I'm in pain because I'm thinking about all the times I've done that. In network marketing too, we've all been in a network marketing company. This isn't to bang on the network marketers, because I have a lot of friends that are in that business, but they're really good at what they do because they've been doing it forever. All right. You're not getting into that business and making money right away. It ain't happening. And hopefully the ones that have ethics and integrity will tell you that. You got to work that thing. Now, if you're going to work that thing for 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 years, or would you rather build out your intellectual property right out of the gate? And here's what I do. You guys know my funnel, right? You know my funnel is I podcast every day, or most every day, create content. I do a Facebook Live every day on my fan page. Every day is Saturday on Facebook. Just go to Facebook.com/everydaysaturday. And that's it. And I send people to a calendar, everydayisaturday.com/calendar. I started doing this in December, right around Christmas. You guys heard it. Right around Christmas time. It has changed my business. It is so simple. It's simple for a few reasons. Let me tell you. Number one, I get to connect with the listeners of my show who I would never normally connect with, ever. People listen to this podcast. I get on the phone and chat with them. Novel idea, I know, right? To actually talk to people on the phone. And then give them an opportunity to talk more about, hey, this thing that you really want to do, all right? This business that you want to build, this brand you want to build. You want to be a speaker? You want to speak on stages all around the world? Whatever it is you want to do, okay? Imagine if in the next 90 days that came to fruition, and imagine you were able to feed your family over the next 6 to 12 months doing what it is that you love to do. Feeding your family is different. Some people it's $1,000 a month, some people it's 10 grand a month. Whatever that is, it's just math. This isn't complicated. It's a math problem. I got to bring in 7 grand a month, somebody says. Sam, I got to bring in 7 grand a month to leave my job or to feed my family. Great. Let's reverse engineer those numbers. First thing you got to do is create content around what it is that you love. I don't care if it's showing people how to clean a swimming pool, trim a tree, or, you know, if you're a doctor, curing illnesses, whatever that is, bad back, neck injury, things like that, whatever that is. There's no wrong answer. The wrong thing to do would be to sell out, though. It would be to do something that you're not really loving every day just because someone else is doing it, or you went to school for it, or because you got to pay your bills or something like that. This starts with passion, which is the opposite of what most people. Most people leave college, they go to a job because of what? The money. You know, I need a job. I'll take anything. And I realize I'm going to do 3 or 4 or 5 of these things before, hopefully, I settle on what it is that I want to do. You know, it's weird. Back in the industrial age, people didn't go to college. And if they did, they would go to college and get out and they would spend 30, 40 years at the same job. They never job jump. You know, someone starts at GM. I grew up in the Buffalo area. We got GM, Harrison Radiator, all of those factories up there around Western New York, Bethlehem Steel back in the 70s. That was like, you got that job, you never left, ever. Like, that was 30, 40 years. Now, people are job jumping 5 jobs in 5 years. And they take the first job because they got to pay bills. What do they got? They got student loan debt. 40% of student loan debt's going to default by 2023 here in the U.S. 40%. So before you go drop $1,000 on that geography class that has zero to do with what you're going to do the rest of your life, maybe you ought to think twice about starting a trade or doing what I'm talking about. Start with your passion first. Don't start with the money. Start with your passion first. And don't make excuses and get into that mindset. Well, I mean, I love that, but there's no money in that. There's money in everything. I mean, there's money in everything. I'll show you how to get that. I promise you I will. You just got to be open to understanding how to get it. Book your call, everydayisaturday.com/calendar, and just watch the process. You know, that's exactly the process I teach. You could go from YouTube to your calendar, from podcast to your calendar, Facebook to your calendar, Instagram to your calendar. There's no wrong answers. But man, sharing your intellectual property and helping people, you have to be willing to help people though. That's kind of the X factor. Because if you're going to build these ebooks, you know those don't help people, right? Those digital courses, 90% of people don't get past page 10 of a book, all right? That's not going to help anybody writing a book. Okay, it's just not. So what's really going to help people is engaging them with your what? Your USP, your unique selling proposition, your zone of genius. That's what's going to help people. So if you're born poor like I was, that's not your fault. But if you die poor, that's your fault. Because you can look all around you and there's so many resources. Everything is figure outable. Everything. But it starts with the mindset. Do you think you're worth it? Do you think you're worthy of doing it? Do you think you can do it? 75% of Americans are self-made millionaires. They weren't born trust fund babies. They weren't born with a silver spoon in their mouth. 75% of the people here are self-made millionaires. You know, they figured it out along the way. They started with their passion and then reverse engineered the numbers. What do I got to do to pay my bills? Don't sell cheap stuff. If you got to recruit 100 people a month or 10 people a week or one person every single day, that's a lot of work and you're going to hate it. And you're going to say, after a while, you're going to say, oh, this sucks. I'm not going to do this. Sell big ticket. All right. Put a value on your zone of genius. It's worth tens of thousands of dollars a month. All right. I'll show you the process and the method. It's super simple to do. All you got to do is bring your dream. All right. Book your call everydayisaturday.com/calendar. And thank you for listening to this podcast. Reach out, hit me up on Instagram @everydayisaturday, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayisaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.